From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Donald Trump arrived in Beijing Wednesday, his first visit as president to a nation that has been a focus of his drive to secure jobs at home. Trade will top the agenda, but so will North Korea. White House officials say the president intends to press China to push the North to abandon its nuclear program. In addition to the North Korea nuclear crisis, Trump is also expected to press his Chinese hosts on that nation's massive trade surplus with the United States. But in a separate development, negotiators for both countries signed deals, up to 20 deals, worth $9 billion. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will likely meet later this week at the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. It begins Friday in Da Nang, Vietnam. The Kremlin said Trump and Putin may hold a more extensive one-on-one meeting at some point, but no specific date has been set. The Trump administration has announced it's implementing changes that will channel economic activities away from Cuba's security infrastructure and impose travel and business limitations on Americans who travel there. Americans planning to visit the island nation will have to travel with organized tour groups operated by American companies. Travelers will also have to be accompanied by a representative of the sponsoring group. Trump first announced his Cuba policy on June 16th, but the Treasury Department is exempting trips that were booked before then. The State Department released a list of hotels and other businesses that it says are associated with Cuba's military, and it says Americans are prohibited from engaging in business with them. The new rules take effect on Thursday. This is VOA News.